Everybody here in Fayetteville thinks LA's the place to be. So I packed up my suitcase. I thought I'd go out and see. I had $211 and a 61 Corvette. I wasn't in town for 2 hours. Had my hands up in the air. They call it the city of angels, but I believe the devil's living there. Then I went to the corner of Hollywood and Vine. I didn't see no movie stars, just love, life, and crime. I was looking for glamour, I found nothing but despair. Sad-eyed working girls, crack dealers everywhere. They call it the city of angels, but I believe the devil's living there. It's either beat 'em or join 'em. I can't afford to run. I put bars on my windows, got myself a gun. Now I'm living like a prisoner. I'm locked up and scared. Stray bullets hitting babies, they don't even care. They call it the city of angels, but I believe the devil's living there. The devil's living there. But I call LA my home. No one seems to care. The devil's living there.
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. My name is Steve, your host for the Deep Blues Hour. 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues coming your way. And in this hour, we're going to hear from the likes of Smokey Babe, one of my favorite Alabama country bluesmen. He'll be telling about how his man done gone. George Curry, some fine old pre-war blues, talking about his last $5, which was quite a lot of money back then. And Harold Burridge joining us too from Cobra Records. It's all up here in this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. Why don't we start things off though with the Baton Rouge party man himself, Hound Dog Taylor, from his release the Hound, 1971. This is gonna send you back to Georgia. Nice live music from Hound Dog Taylor here on the Deep Blues Hour. WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme, ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in an adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Sorry about that, Mr. Williams. But she's got something, Johnny. Much greater than gold. When I was that, I'm crazy about the girl. She's got so much soul.
She got the kind of loving, kissing and a hugging, showing love. Glad that I'm a fella. No, that she knocks me off my feet. Have mercy on me. Cause she knocks me off my feet.
Can you dig it?
There is no girl in the whole world that
Watson.
My baby and I, when she walks by, all the fellas go, and I know why.
Mercy, look at the wall.
It's simply because the girl, she walks so fine. And if she ever leave me, I will lose my mind.
Because she got the kind of loving, kissing and a hugging, showing them glad that I'm a fair and so that she knocks me off my feet. Have mercy on me, cause she knocks me off my feet.
You better tell them one more thing.
There is no girl in the whole world that can love me like you do.
Tell them about it, Mr. Williams. Now, everybody in my neighborhood, and that's including me, will testify
that my girl, she looks so good.
Well, let me tell them something else right here.
She looks so fine, she give eyesight to the blind.
And make them see.
And if she ever leave me, I would lose my mind.
Because she got the kind of loving, kissing and a hugging, showing never that I'm a fellow. And I know that she knocks me off my feet. Have mercy on me, cause she knocks me off my feet.
Can you dig it?
There is no girl in the whole world that can love me like you do.
Bless it.
Oh, there you have. Let's see here. Johnny Guitar Watson and a little something called Mercy, Mercy, Mercy. That's off of a Stax release, Super Blues Volume 1. Excellent LP there featuring Johnny Guitar Watson and his friends on Stax Records. We also heard from Andrew B.B. Odom from his disc Going to California. You Don't Have to Go. That's the name of that track there from Andrew B.B. Odom. All right, up next, Jelly Roll Kings out of North Mississippi, the Helena, West Helena, and Arkansas, Greenville, whatever, that whole area. And we're going to hear from them, 1979. This is Soul Love from Rockin' the Juke Joint Down. Jelly Roll Kings here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Thank you. came back until the break of dawn. Come on and shake your booty. Come on and shake your booty. Come on and shake your booty. You know your boogie's all right with me. I don't need no steam heat by my bed. The woman I got keep me cherry red. Come on and shake your booty. Oh, shake that booty. Come on and shake your booty. Jelly roll, come on and shake your boogie. Come on and shake that boogie. Come on and shake your boogie. You know your boogie's all right with me. And me and my baby don't give up, fuss and fight. I said, look here, baby, things ain't going all right. Come on, shake that boogie. Come on and shake that boogie. Come on and shake that boogie. The way your boogie's all right.
Billy Boy Arnold, Shake the Boogie, from a Alligator record called Back Where I Belong. Plus, we heard from Juke Boy Bonner in that last set off the Arhuli release entitled Ghetto Poet. That was Blues for Elmo. They're from Juke Boy Bonner. All right, coming up next, we got music from Charlie Musselwhite entitled Memphis, Tennessee. Of course, that's basically where he was born and raised. His mama lived there for a number of years. As well, this is off of a Paramount release entitled Memphis, Tennessee. Here he is, the title track, Charlie Musselwhite, here on the Deep Blues Hour.
My baby was standing in the door. You know, when I left out of Memphis, just midnight to go.
Love is the world's first wonder. No matter how things may seem, can grow as deep as an ocean or fade away to a stream. Being as dark as the blackest of midnight and bright as the sun above, ask this beautiful mystery thing called love. Love is a beautiful mystery we seldom understand, for once it attacks us, it's so hard to disband. Being as deadly as a cobra and as meek as a dove, that's this beautiful mystery thing called love. So whenever Cupid overtakes you, don't fight, give up, you cannot win. You may fight a long and furious battle, but you're beat from the start. Your mind cannot rule your heart. Love is a beautiful mystery we can't escape or hide. Without its wonderful existence, the world will soon divide. Being as dark as the blackest of midnight and as bright as the sun above, that's this beautiful mystery thing called love.
Oh, Mercy D. Walton. Fine tune right there called Love is a Mystery. Recorded 1953 and on a specialty record called One Room Country Shack. Plus, we heard from a piano player, Mr. B, out of Ann Arbor, Michigan. I remember seeing him growing up. He put out an album called Shining the Pearls back in 1986, I think it is. And that was Rocket Action. Fine tune from him and his buddies there from Mr. B. All right, we're going to hear next from Sunnyland Slim, his release, Sunnyland Train. This is All My Life. Yeah, Sunnyland Slim here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Thank you. better get in on the know. You're no good, baby, that's why you've got to go. Because there ain't nothing shaking but leaves shaking on the tree. There ain't nothing shaking cause you want to ride by me. I gave you all my money, you treated me like a fool. But now I'm wide awake, that's why I'm through with you. There ain't nothing shaking but the leaves shaking on the tree. Yes, there ain't nothing shaking cause you want to ride by me. You found another man, and you know that isn't right. There ain't nothing shaking but the leaves shaking on the tree. Yes, there ain't nothing shaking cause you want to ride by me.
All right, that there was Amos Milburn. And Ain't Nothing Shaking from his disc, Let's Rock a While. We heard from Sunnyland Slim off Sunnyland Train, All My Life. You know, All Things Folk is dedicated to traditional and contemporary folk music, acoustic blues, and Americana, covering North America. Tune in Sundays from 2 to 5 p.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh. And, you know, Parkinson's disease affects 1 million people in the U.S. and Canada. But people who have the disease can have meaningful and productive lives. Guidelines from the American Academy of Neurology help neurologists make early, accurate diagnoses and optimize proven and effective therapies, track how quickly disease may progress, and tailor treatment accordingly. Early diagnosis, proper treatment, and regular contact with a neurologist can help patients improve and maintain good quality of life. For more information, visit AAN.com. All right, up next, we're going to hear from Big Maceo. Big Maceo Merriweather, that is, from a two-disc set from RCA Records, two LP, I should say. Here he is with Maceo's 3220 from 1945. Big Maceo here on the Deep Blues Hour.
In my hand, I walked all night long with my 3220 in my hand, looking for my woman while I found her with another man. They would walk in hand in hand. When I found that woman, surprised me when I found her with another man. She started screaming murder, and I had never raised my hand. She started screaming murder, baby, and I had never raised my hand. Terrible, she know I had them covered, 'cause I had the stuff right there in my hand.
I'm going ready, moon on. Cross is a yellow dawn. Lord, I'm going ready, moon on. Cross is a yellow dawn. Lord, it treat me like a parson. I would be right in the law. Lord, you be good to me, and I'll sure be good to you. Lord, be good to me, and I'll sure be good to you. Well, that's just the kind of way, my God, you want to do. I lay last night asleepin', Lord, I'm singing to myself. I lay last night asleepin', oh, my God, I'm singing to myself. Lord, if you wanted someone, I guess you wanted someone else. Oh, I know what's the matter now. What's the matter with you, child? You crying every day. What's the matter with you, child? You crying every day. Lord, that's all right. I'll hold your head wherever you. I cooked you breakfast, I brought it to your little bed. Lord, I cooked you breakfast, Lord, I brought it to your bed. I was a man enough to hold your little old aching head.
There you have something by one of my favorites, Mr. Scrapper Blackwell, off of the Mr. Scrapper Blues, a nice Bluesville release that is going where the Monon crosses the Yellow Dog. Of course, he's talking about two railroad lines down in Mississippi where they cross each other. All right, we also heard in that last set from the new Mississippi Sheiks off of a Rounder record. Just entitled The New Mississippi Sheiks. That was something called How Can It Be? From a 1972 release of theirs, The New Mississippi Sheiks. All right, coming up next, here's Lead Belly. He There's a CD out called Lead Belly Sings for Children. So it's children's folk tales, fun songs. This is When a Man's a Long Way from Home. He's going to explain it himself, so we'll let him do the intro. Lead Belly here on the Deep Blues Hour.
A blues is a feeling. And when you get blues, it makes some people wear out their shoes. And they got the blues when they wear out their shoes. And blues is a sad news. I'm the poor boy and a stranger blowed in your town. Yes, I am. I'm the poor boy and I'm a stranger blowed in your town. I'm the poor boy and I'm a stranger blowed in your town. I'm gone where a friend can be found. I'm the poor boy and I'm a great long ways from home. Yes, I am. I'm the poor boy and I'm a great long ways from home. I'm the poor boy and I'm a great long ways from home. Can't get nobody to go on my bond. Want it for yourself now. I'm gonna sing this verse and I won't sing it no more. I'm gonna sing this verse and I won't sing no more. I'm gonna sing this verse and I won't sing no more. I'm going back to Chicago.
Well, now you mean I'm gone. Oh, now you mean I'm gone. And now you mean I'm gone back to the California. He got his shackles on. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. I'm backing you all in. You know I love you so. Baby, please don't go. Now, baby, please don't go. Now, baby, please don't go. I'm back in New Orleans. You know I love you so. Be your man and gone. Be you mean I'm gone. Be you mean I'm gone back to the California. He got his shackles on. Baby, please don't go. Now, baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. I'm back in New Orleans, you know.
Boy, I'll be your own dog. Boy, I'll be your own dog. Boy, I'll be your own dog. I get you way out here, make you walk along. Baby, please don't go. Now, baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. I'm back in New Orleans and get your cold ice cream. Boy, I'll be your dog. Boy, I'll be your dog. I get you way down here. I make you walk along. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. I'm back in New Orleans. You know I love you so.
Come on, hop along now. He's the one inventing and putting out this stud got up and so on. I'm gonna try to play it for you, folks. I'm gonna leave a mint phone, stud got up and so on. I'm gonna leave a mint phone. Them the bad looking women, man you ever saw. Well, you see that little old woman walking down the street. After what the matter may know, she been drinking heat. I'm gonna leave her with me. Stud got a kind song. Them the bad looking women, man you ever saw. Where she hit the policeman and knocked off his feet. What's wrong, you girl? You know I've been drinking heat. I'm gonna leave a minute. Stud got a kind song. Them the bad looking women, man you ever saw.
There you have, what is it, Walter Miller and Stuttgart, Arkansas. That's from an Arhuli release, 1967, from him. And Smokey Babe gave us Now Your Man Done Gone. All right, time for just one more track here on the Deep Blues Hour. We're going to hear from Eddie Boyd. Here he is with All the Way here on WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Until the end of time, I'm going all the way with you.
Welcome back, everybody, to the David Pakman Show. Luke Beasley here filling in for David while he is away. He'll be back tomorrow, but it's great to be back with the Pakman community once again. I've missed you guys. What a show ahead. Let's dive right into it. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson appeared on Meet the Press yesterday with Kristen Welker and was confronted about a couple of things. The first is his hypocrisy, brutal hypocrisy on impeachment, the flip-flop on a subject related to that. The second is his opposition to the bipartisan border deal. That's essentially everything Republicans have been asking for, but now they oppose it because they don't want to give Biden a political win. But starting with this moment, Welker plays a past clip of Johnson denouncing single-party impeachments, given that he's now pursuing and leading on single-party impeachments with both President Joe Biden and Homeland Secretary or Homeland Security Secretary, I should say, Alejandro Mayorkas. Take a look.
You were, as you just said, a part of President Trump's defense team at his first impeachment. Here's what you had to say about impeachment back then.
The founders of this country warned against single-party impeachments. The founders of this country warned us against a single-party impeachment. The founders of this country warned against a single-party impeachment. You know why? You guys know why. Because they feared it would bitterly and perhaps irreparably divide our nation.
What changed, Mr. Speaker?
Nothing. Nothing's changed. I would repeat the same refrain over and over because facts are stubborn things and they do not change. The Constitution does not change. Impeachment power is probably the heaviest power that the House of Representatives has given in the Constitution. Next to the declaration of war, you can argue it's the most serious power we have. And it's not to be used for partisan political purposes. That is exactly what they did for Donald Trump.
How is this
they telegraphed they were going to impeach
Speaker,
Donald Trump before he even
different?
Took his oath of office.
If that's the case, then how is this moment different now?
Kristen, in many ways, let me explain the many ways. For one, the House has methodically, slowly, deliberately gone through the impeachment process, impeachment inquiry, impeachment investigation on Mayorkas and President Biden himself. We've involved three different committees of jurisdiction, judiciary, oversight, ways and means. We have followed the facts where they have led, not for political purposes, not because we take pleasure in this. It's, again, a heavy thing.
Oh, please, Mike. Kristen, that's not hypocrisy. We're involving like a bunch of committees. Think about how much time and resources has been wasted on all these impeachment hearings and investigations for what? What's been accomplished, I ask. And I talk about this constantly on my show, but if you compare and contrast the records of Democrats and Republicans in the House, the first 2 years of Biden's presidency, Democrats had the majority. This last year, Republicans have had it. And in those 2 short years under Democrats, we quite literally saw countless historic pieces of legislation. American Rescue Plan, Inflation Reduction Act, CHIPS and Science Act, PACT Act, the infrastructure law, which is the largest investment in infrastructure since Eisenhower. The Republicans get into office and all that progress just comes to a screeching halt. And when asked to show their work, I guess their best imagined response is, we're still working on impeaching Biden and Mayorkas. For what exactly? Something about bribery and the border? I don't really know. Ridiculous. Now, what are they trying to impeach Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas over? I mentioned it there. It's the border. They don't have any evidence of an impeachable offense per se, but they're just vaguely gesturing towards issues at the southern border, which is really interesting given that at this very moment, they're working to kill a border deal that was crafted on a bipartisan basis in the Senate, that's one of the most strict, strong, and aggressive proposals on the border we've seen in decades. But again, Trump has been calling up Republicans saying, don't let it pass because he wants to run on the border. And it really is the worst of politics, choosing political gain over actually addressing problems. And here's Mike Johnson trying to talk himself out of that.
Now, Mr. Speaker, you know as well as I do that an executive order would only be met by legal challenges. You have a chance to do something right now. The details.